MJ Sullivan Cadillac Studios, the Tri-State's news leader. 94.9 News Now. First, fast, and now.
Good afternoon. I'm Al Cannon. Two men were killed and a third has been hurt badly after a boat overturns in Mumford Cove in Groton. Jim O'Reilly explains.
Crews responded after a nearby resident saw the swamped vessel with no one in it.
Residents and businesses would pay per bag of trash by buying an official New London trash bag. A 33-gallon bag would cost a dollar. New London Mayor Michael Passero.
So we're talking about schools, firehouses.
Eagle Country 97.5, WTNN, Bristol, Plattsburgh, Burlington.
Good morning, I'm Al Cannon. Hundreds of people marched in downtown Plattsburgh Saturday as part of a nationwide protest in favor of gun control. Members of the SUNY Plattsburgh Young Democratic Socialists led the march for Our Lives to Trinity Park. North Country residents also marched in Saranac Lake and Malone. A group from Randolph Union High School went to Washington, D.C. to participate in the march. Natalie Strand, one of the students, talked with local ABC 22.
We're in a time in America where this is what's happening. And
hundreds of thousands of teenagers and their supporters rallied, making this one of the biggest youth protests since the Vietnam era. The Vermont Department of Health is investigating about 50 reports and 9 lab-confirmed cases of the norovirus that have all been traced back to the Windjammer restaurant in South Burlington. I'm Al Cannon, Eagle Country 97.5 WTNN.